the relationship between internals and externals. So one of the things in logopraxis is that externals are there to serve internals. And the ability for us to be more conscious in that process is being able to discern what belongs to which levels. My experience is that when levels are mixed is when confusion arises. It's when we confound externals for internals. You know, the thing about that is that the default position in terms of the external of our life is that it's in disorder. That's kind of the default position. But that's just the nature of it. That's what it is. And so the work is about bringing these principles to bear in the external, and that is the as of self at work. And then as we allow these principles to show the external up for what it is, then that in some way gives leave for the Lord to attend to the more interior aspects of that. So we're not exposed to the hells that sit behind, not directly exposed to the hells that sit behind a lot of these external manifestations. But the external manifestation in itself is something that the Lord gives us as of ourselves power to work in and with. And that is where, as those things are straightened out and new structures are put in place through that work, then the external becomes more congruent with the internal. So I suppose what I'm sort of saying too is that often when we look at externals, they don't look anything like the internals that are connected with them. So we have to be a little bit sort of careful about judging how things are from what's manifesting, because we just don't really know. And but what we do know is that if something is manifesting that goes against our sense of what the word teaches, then there's work involved. There's something to be done. And then there's this whole area of trusting that the Lord takes care of the rest.